This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Robert Johnson might be the most famous blues musician of all time, but very few personal details about his life have emerged since his untimely death in 1938. In a new book, Johnson's younger stepsister, who lives in Amherst, Massachusetts, sets the record straight. New England Public Media's Ben James has the story.
One thing you need to know about Anya Anderson is unless you're older than she is, and fat chance of that, she's 94, you better just call her Mrs. Anderson.
People say, don't you have a first name? I said, yes, I do. And they wait for it. But I tell them, Mrs. Anderson will do just fine.
Amherst, Mass. Is a long way from the Memphis of Mrs. Anderson's childhood.
I knew how to dance. And I thought I knew how to sing. And all the popular music you knew, all the popular songs.
A scene. Mrs. Anderson back when she was Annie Spencer and just turned 11 in 1936. She'd gone to the movies with her older brother, Robert. It was Follow the Fleet, starring Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire.
One of the popular songs was Let Yourself Go.
Now it was time for Amateur Night at the Palace Theater on Beale Street, Memphis's renowned center of black life and culture. Annie had never performed before, but Brother Robert, that's what she called him, helped her rehearse Let Yourself Go, playing guitar while she danced and sang.
We always have our little choreography, and so you practice it, and Brother Robert had practiced that with me.
There's a lot that 11-year-old girl couldn't have known back in 36. That her brother would die from mysterious causes within a couple years. That his 29 recorded songs would quickly be forgotten. That by the mid-1960s, Robert Johnson would be exalted by the likes of Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, and Robert Plant as the prototypical blues artist.
He better come home in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors.
The weather was around September because I remember I got chilly in that little dress. It was thin.
Amateur Night at the Palace was a big deal. Real competition, played on the radio. Although Johnson helped his little sister rehearse, he couldn't take her to the show. He was playing a party that same night. A family friend was supposed to be her chaperone, but then that friend heard about the party. She wanted to see Johnson play.
When she found out that they were going to be a Wang Dang Doodle, she couldn't go with me. Well, that broke my heart. I know I boo-hooed. But then something says, well, you can go by yourself.
Let that stand as the motto for a woman who in her long life has worked as a short-order cook, a secretary at the Pentagon, a teacher, counselor, and school administrator, and, most recently, a garlic farmer.
I like the strong garlic.
Now Anderson is a first-time author. Her book, published in June, is Brother Robert, Growing Up with Robert Johnson. She was, in fact, his stepsister. He called me baby sis, she writes. We weren't blood, we were family. In the book, Anderson takes us from her family's roots in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, to her first memory of Johnson in Memphis.
I remember him sweeping me up and taking me up the steps like lightning.
To the decades after Johnson's death, when a mostly white audience invented a mythology about the musician that was more racist caricature than anything having to do with his actual life. Anderson co-wrote Brother Robert with historian Preston Lauterbach. The intro is by Elijah Wald, a musician and author who's written about Johnson's influence on the blues. He says Anderson's book offers a necessary corrective to the image of Johnson as a backwoods loner playing a primal and haunted music.
Robert Johnson was as much the guy from Memphis who went out in the country and was the hip city guy as he ever was the guy from the Dark Delta who went up to the cities.
You know, Grandma, that's not Grandpa, too. Well, I wonder what in the world we're sure gonna do now. I'm the mother than the red heart. Yeah, she got him to say that.
I'm not saying he was an angel, and I'm not saying what he didn't do and did do, because I didn't have him in my pocket. But people like to be on the dark side, and that's what they paint. He's brilliant on one side, and he's dark on the other. And I deeply resent that.
He was somebody who was seeing the latest movies and learning the latest hits and could coach a little girl on how to do a Ginger Rogers tune.
When 11-year-old Annie arrived alone at the palace that September night, the MC hurried her backstage. She paused nervously, 1 foot through the curtain.
And when the music starts, I was supposed to come on out, so they had to get me twice to come out.
She danced her way onto the stage and performed the number she'd practiced with Johnson.
My mother didn't know I was going, and I was supposed to be spanked when I got home, but my mother didn't spank me. She just told me never to do it again, and I guess the fact that her little daughter sang on the radio, she may have been a little proud.
In her book, Mrs. Anderson shows us the actual Robert Johnson living and making music among friends and family. But his baby sis is the star of the show. For New England Public Media, I'm Ben James.
I'm going to get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my brother. I'm gonna get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. Good friend, the black man you've been loving. Good friend can get my room.